Welcome to Banking on Kansas City. I'm your host, Kelly Scanlon. Joining us on this episode is Narbeli Galindo, the Director of International Affairs at the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City. In that role, Narbeli provides assistance and resources to local and international companies interested in expanding and locating to Kansas City. Narbeli is with us today to talk about why Kansas City is attractive to global companies and some of the initiatives in place for bringing those companies here. Welcome, Narbeli.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As I said, you know, your job is to generate interest and excitement among business leaders, governmental agencies and representatives in other countries to relocate or expand right here, not just you to the U.S., but to Kansas City. So what, in general terms, is attractive to these leaders? What about Kansas City and what we offer makes them interested in locating here?
You know, Kansas City has been a city of like a flyover city more than a city of destination. And in the last 5 years that I have this role, it has been more of branding the city, a city of a lot of benefits and resources. And so some of the things that when I work with leaders and I work with foreign direct investors, I want to first emphasize to them, where are we located? And we always tell them that they are not that our city is in the middle of the United States. We're the heart of the U.S. And so immediately I talk to them about how great we are when it comes to distribution, transportation. The hub is down here because we are actually in the center of 8 different states. I talked to them about the fact that we have other different industries, and we also have a lot of different affordability. Mm-hmm. We're about 2.5 below national average. They get very surprised, and I always start by telling them about the location because there's confusion between Kansas City being between two states.
Yes, definitely.
And so I would say to them, you know, it'd be very surprising to you to find out that this is a city that is between two states, and we work together, but I'm actually representing the Missouri side. So I would say I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. Once I talk about Kansas City, Missouri, I start mentioning to them all the different benefits that we have here. I talked about the foreign trade zone, which is something that is very surprising to them that we have, and it's a benefit for companies looking to manufacture and bring product from other countries.
Tell us briefly about the foreign trade zone.
So for the foreign trade zone, when companies are looking to transport or bring things from other markets, instead of paying duties on those imports, they can go through this foreign trade zone. It's about 10,000 acres of land where they can eventually bring the products, they can store them, they can process them, they can repackage them, they can destroy them there. And while they bring those products into that particular zone, they're not paying any duties. So that's a big savings for them.
Yes, definitely.
I also mentioned Port KC. Now, that's a big surprise to them because they always think that a port is in the ocean.
A seaport.
Seaport.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, how can there be a port in the middle of the United States?
Right.
How can that be possible? So I mentioned that it's located right on the river. And so that's a surprise to them. I mentioned that we're utilizing the river. It goes all the way through Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to do more transportation also for the products. Foreign direct investors, as well as leaders, also get surprised when they find out that we are the largest smart cities in the United States.
Yes.
And so that's one thing that they, like, I give an example recently. Yesterday, I had a group of 50 Egyptian governmental officials that came here purely to learn about what are we doing for smart cities? What are some of the examples? So one of the things that we talked about was, for example, the streetcar.
Yes.
We discussed that we have a streetcar that is free of cost. We discussed that there is about 16 stations. We have kiosks where are basically for them to be utilizing. Our community has done great in the sense that the streetcar is now being considered to be expanded to the north and the south. I mentioned to them an example of how we do have also sensors in our streets downtown so that eventually someone can take an app and check where they can park without having to look for that parking space. Basically, it saves them time and gas as they have those sensors there. I believe there's about 171 streetlights with sensors in our downtown area. We have a lab that we also utilize for innovations, and that attracts a lot of companies from around the world to better understand how can they implement those innovations, those technology in our city. Let's not forget that we have the animal health corridor.
Right,
That is a huge concentration of pharmaceutical and biotech companies in this area. We also have, I'll talk about the underground facilities, which is something that they get surprised and they ask me, what exactly is an underground facility and why would you have them? So I explained to them that about 50 to 70% of savings are done through utilities in an underground because of the constant temperature. And so that they found that to be very fascinating. So other than those, all those benefits, we have incentives. We have one thing that I have to say that attracts everyone as we talk about all these great benefits is the people.
Definitely.
Is our community.
We can't forget that.
Everyone feels that we are very much very welcoming. And then when someone comes here, especially startup companies, they find that they can get not only the resources, but people are genuine about helping. Talking about startup companies, we have also the Kaban Foundation in our location. So,
right. And you have Launch KC, I believe. Tell us about some, because I think a lot of times people, when they think of global companies, they think of large, major, Fortune 500 type companies. But what people don't know is that smaller companies are very active in the global community. And you have quite a few incentives for them. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah. So especially lately, there has been a lot of interest from the startup companies to come here. So you mentioned Launch KC. So the Economic Development Corporation, where my office is set up, we have offered for the last 5 years a program that allows entrepreneurs to try us out. Basically, they bring their innovation, they bring their ideas. We want that those companies to be at least running for one to three years. And then we tell them, if you have an idea that you would like to implement, allow us to put that idea in our city. And if you present to us that idea, and we think that that idea is something that we want to implement and assist you with, there is a program where it allows you to compete for a grant that is about $50,000 to $1,000 for the company that would utilize that to grow their business. We give them a 1 year free rent in a location where they can have their office.
Yes. So it's not just a monetary contribution. You provide them with a space to do their set up their business and so forth too.
Correct.
That's huge.
And then
yeah.
Another part that is critical about this program is consulting. So we eventually give them assistance as they are looking to establish a company here. You know, when you bring someone from a foreign country, it is very different for them to enter the U.S. market. And I give you an example. So I've been working with a lot of foreign direct investors from Portugal, Brazil, Spain, Taiwan, and all of them are relocating. And they find out that it's a little bit different culture. An example from the European foreign direct investors. As we're telling them, here is some resources, here's some workforce, here's some how do you go about developing your plan to expand. As they're looking to hire a lot of folks here, a lot of jobs, they don't realize that in the United States, they have to offer health insurance, which is something that in Europe doesn't really have to be that way. So mm-hmm. when they are looking to apply for different programs, they find out that there are some requirements that they need to meet, and some of them is providing health insurance. So something simple like that, there have to be some guidance.
Right.
So they find out that when they come here, not only do they have the Kaban Foundation, they have all the incubators where they can start their business, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they have the guidance and the support of those that can guide them. How different is the marketing? How can they succeed in this kind of environment?
Yeah, so a very holistic approach, not just one segmented area of help, but a complete 360. Talk to us about some of the successes that you have achieved through Launch KC. You talked about that when they're accepted into the program, you want them to implement it in Kansas City. So are there any things that, as we look around the city, that may be a result of Launch KC that we didn't realize?
You know, I'll give an example of something that started a long time ago, and I'm sure people have heard of iVerify. iVerify
yes,
came
yes,
from UMKC.
Toby Rush.
Yes. And so that's a typical example of companies that are looking with an idea. They have a thought they want to put in place. You know, as a startup company, there's a lot of struggle. You know, you're starting for funding, for support, looking for resources, trying to find out if this is the right product for you. So here's an example, like, you know, iVerify, where eventually was bought by Alibaba. Mm-hmm. And so that is a perfect example of a great product, a great company that started, and it's a hard start. But they end up with a lot of success.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A whole new way of identification with the eye metrics and so forth. It's a fascinating company. You mentioned the central location, and I saw a map on your website with a 1,200-mile radius, you know, in every direction. And I was quite amazed at how far 1,200 miles can go, although it doesn't quite make it to Los Angeles. But still, it's pretty far. Manufacturers, you mentioned to me in a previous conversation that manufacturers are very drawn to Kansas City, particularly because of that central location. So what are some of the other ways that we attract manufacturers here?
You know, I think, like I mentioned earlier, the foreign trade zone, the Port KC, the affordability that I mentioned, that the transportation itself. The ETC also have incentives, you know, and that is the city and the state works together. And so when the companies come here, they find out, and I mentioned also corporate tax, because that's another big thing for manufacturing. Yes. The Missouri state corporate tax is about 6.25%. If the company was going to go, let's say, to Pennsylvania, the corporate tax is about 9.99%.
Big difference.
So it's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And so they see the reduction. So it's much easier for them to be able to produce here at a low cost with corporate tax. But at the same time, there are incentives. Some of the examples that I can provide are, if you were, every state has incentives. Every city has programs. In the Missouri state, if a company was going to be hiring any particular jobs in the manufacturing or any other industry, the minimum they will need to hire is about 2 people. If they were in another state, let's use our neighbor, Kansas, it would be about 10 people. So there are ways that we can eventually help them to be able to hire that workforce they need, lower cost with corporate tax. Machinery, equipment can be also tax exempt. There is funding that we can provide to them. There is opportunity zones. There is a particular, when it comes to utilities, programs for rebates. There's all kind of different ways to reduce costs for manufacturing. Additionally, I work with other organizations such as the Chamber, the World Trade Center, the U.S. Commercial Service, the KC Source Link, and many others to provide resources to these companies. So when they're looking to find clients, distributors, vendors, we have a way to pull lists and be able to help them identify who they should target.
Right. So you have a lot of partners mm-hmm. in this, and you have a very collaborative approach so that if there's something that another partner offers that maybe the EDC doesn't, you collaborate with them to make a whole solution.
Correct.
Yeah. And you mentioned some of those. As you think back about some of the different, you mentioned iVerify with regard to LaunchKC, but when you think back about some of the different projects you've been involved with, because I believe you've been here for about 5 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I go back to the work that I have done, so I came from a diplomatic family. My father was a diplomat for the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, which is why I have this accent.
It's a wonderful accent. It's very pretty.
But I moved here back in 2000, and I moved here from New York City, which was a big change for me as well. So not only did I grow up in Europe, but I moved here from New York, and I'm in Kansas City. And as I move into this area and I identify all the great benefits that the city has, it's becoming very easy for me to sell the city because I see all those great things that we have. Having my own business was something that allowed me to see things in so many different ways. And that experience itself allows me to help companies that are looking to grow.
You've been there and done that.
You know what their needs are. I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, and that makes it much easier for companies to say, hey, I need your help. This is what I'm trying to do. And it's very easy for me to understand where they're at and how can I provide them some guidance. And that means from funding, from resources, from simple examples of maybe you should consider doing this kind of marketing campaign. Maybe you should consider partnering with this kind of organization. It is easier for me as a business owner to be able to guide others that are trying to start a business in Kansas City. Additionally, not only did I run my own company, but I also worked for Cerner, worked for Sprint, worked for AT&T and Pfizer, and some other companies expanding their products overseas, which allows me to be able to do the same thing with companies here that are looking mm-hmm. to expand globally.
Right.
So, and not to add more, but I was a professor at UMKC for international trade and in international finance. And so that also allows me to help them with their financials, to understand their budget, to understand mm-hmm. how can they organize their finances and which ways do they have to go to be able to make a business much more successful as well?
You mentioned yesterday that you had a delegation of 50 from Egypt. I believe that coming up, you have some representatives from Japan coming here. So you work with these people, business leaders, government officials from all over the world. What is it they're most surprised about when mm-hmm. they come for that on-site visit to yeah. Kansas City?
You know, it's interesting, and we always laugh at the end as we start. So I would start by talking to them about the location, who we are, where we are. But for those folks, like, for example, yesterday, those 50 Egyptian governmental officials, it was the first time to the United States, and it was the first time to the Midwest. And I had asked them, you know, what was your thoughts about Kansas City? What did you think you would be seeing? And they always think that we are flat land. There's mm-hmm. just farms. That there's not really much in the Midwest, or at least in this area being in the center of the United States. Once we start talking, they get amazed by all the different types of benefits. We are one of those secret gems that no one knows about. They were super surprised with all that redevelopment that we have done in our city. They are excited about the fact that we are very much willing to work with them. I have done about 122 international events, whether it has been conferences or whether I have dignitaries coming to Kansas City. And I have basically talked to them about how can we partner with you? What are some of the things that we can do to increase trade, cultural ties? You know, there has been the big shock for them is to find out that we are a city of a lot of opportunity, a city that they can see a lot of possibilities for them. Yesterday's example with the dignitaries, they were very excited to find out how can they learn from us, the things that we're doing from the smart cities perspective. Mm-hmm. They were very excited to learn how our city has grown so fast. One of the speakers that we had, two people that came to speak was the Downtown Council VP, and he basically talked about all the things that are happening downtown, the you know, hotels that we're building, the residential, industrial parks, you know, how we are utilizing some of the transportation as well. We discussed a little bit of the airport, something that is coming up, which is something very big for us. You know, sometimes when I go overseas or even when I meet with folks in Kansas City, they always are concerned about having direct flights to their countries.
Yes.
Is that something that, is that ever going to happen? And so I used to say, we're working on it. Now I'm saying we are definitely making it happen.
Now, you talk about how the stereotype of Kansas City and the Midwest is flyover country. So how do you get the word out to them in the first place? Mm-hmm. How do you advertise or promote Kansas City to begin with as more than flyover country to get them here for that visit?
You know, when I started 5 years ago, I remember Mayor Sly James asking the question to me in our belly, what is 6 months from now, what would you say you have accomplished? And I remember that I had put together a strategy to basically say the first 6 months, we need to talk about how do we brand the city? How do we get the city out there? How can we let people know that we exist and what we're known for? Yes, we have sports. Yes, we have the barbecue. Yes, we have the jazz, but we have more than that, especially from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. We want to tell people that this is a place of opportunity. So that was branding. Then we start by talking about how do we go about helping expansion. Companies are relocated already here that they want to grow. So we start talking about letting them know that there are resources available for them, not only to go through exports, but locally here, we can also help them with funding, help them with partnerships. And then lastly, helping them get an acquisition in bringing those mm-hmm. companies here from different markets. Usually when I started, I start working with Select USA and in Washington, D.C. area. There's usually about 60 or plus countries that come to find out, you know, how can I invest in the United States and where should I go? Kansas City, Missouri, the state, and many other states are there to represent each state and city.
From where you sit as the Director of International Affairs at the EDC, what do you see as Kansas City's greatest opportunity? You've already talked about wonderful resources, wonderful programs, attracting more and more businesses here, but there's still opportunity. And where do you see our greatest opportunity being?
You know, there's a lot of different industries that we're known for. So, of course, we have the advanced manufacturing that we discussed. We have financial services. We are now becoming a hub for technology. Because of the smart cities that I mentioned earlier. We also have been known for the architecture and engineering.
Yes.
As that's a big sector, and we see a lot of growth within that industry. I mentioned the animal health corridor because we have about 300 companies set up in this area between Manhattan, Kansas, and Columbia, Missouri. There's like that concentration of about 300, about 56% of the biotech pharmaceuticals are in this area.
People don't realize that.
They don't. Yeah. And recently in August of this year, I relocated a company from California. You know, California is known for a place to start companies.
Silicon Valley,
and so mm-hmm. forth. This is a company that heard about us through the animal health corridor. They came to investigate Kansas City. They talked to me. I provide them with some of the resources we have available. I told them, give me 1 week, come to Kansas City. I'll show you around. I'll connect you with some of the resources. I'll show you that here you can succeed and can really progress and grow fairly fast. They came and they relocated. And so they plan to create about 200 jobs in our community. This company is a company that is, they created a collar for pets. And it's not just a regular collar, like a shock collar, so your dog doesn't get out of your backyard, but it's a collar that collects data, collects about medications for pet sitters that you can download in your iPhone or your phone, collects if the dog or the cat is not feeling well because it's not moving well, mm-hmm. Not only medications, security, vet information. So pretty much the whole...
Their whole history
of the pet. Uh-huh. And so we're very excited to have them here. So there is a lot of, you know, all these companies that are coming here is because they see a lot of industries, a lot of potential, a lot of growth. A couple other things that I want to mention is possibly the logistics, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They see companies, not only manufacturing, but any other company. Some of the startup companies that I'm working with right now, they say, you know, we have this product and we want to be able to take it to California. We want to take it to New York. We want to take it to Canada or Mexico. We're right in the middle of the NAFTA corridor.
Yes.
So we can easily touch Canada and Mexico as we, you know, have that ability for transportation and help them for the distribution. So we see that no matter what industry they are from, there is a lot of potential, a lot of growth. I think I did a summary. Someone was asking me earlier, like in the last 5 years, what has been some of the accomplishments, some of the things that you have seen? And I was looking at some of the, and I think if I'm not incorrect, I have touched about 50 different countries. I have met with about 222 dignitaries, 122 events that we have done, relocated about 14 different foreign direct investors, and all this in 5 years. And every day for me is a busy day. Because I'm either meeting with a company that is relocating, or I'm meeting with a company that is local looking to export, or I'm meeting with a dignitary that is trying to find out how can we collaborate with them, or I'm simply meeting with an organization that wants to find out how can they work with the EDC. Like you mentioned earlier, working with the World Trade Center, working with the U.S. Commercial Service, working with the Missouri State, working with two, and I'm board directors of those two organizations, the International Trade Council, the International Relations Council, sister cities. You name it. I'm part of everything because I believe you have to be part of the community. You have to learn what the needs are, and you need to be sure that you know exactly where all the resources can be found so that you can provide those that need it.
Narbelli, you represent Kansas City well. Thank you for everything that you're doing to raise up our profile globally and to bring such great resources to our startups and to our corporations' continued success. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
This is Joe Close, president of Country Club Bank. I love what Narbelli stands for and what the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City aims to do. We already know how great Kansas City is. We live in its culture and celebrate our achievements. That's who we are, but we also recognize who we are not. We're not the size of Chicago, and we're not the size of New York, and most of us don't want to be that big. But we're on the rise, our community is passionate, and our city has untapped, unmatched potential. One might call that the Kansas City spirit. And Narbelli's working to amplify that. She's a champion across the globe for our hometown, the heart of the United States. She's someone we're lucky to have in our corner, boosting our international profile and generating interest among business leaders in order to encourage investment in Kansas City's future. Thanks for tuning in this week. We're banking on you, Kansas City. Country Club Bank, member FDIC.